how are these women all linked together?
So some of them are linked much closer than one another, but part of what I liked about the book is that there were some peripheral characters that didn't necessarily know all of them. They might have known one of them. There's one story told from a coworker of Isabella's who you never really know. She may have met Isabella's friends, but they're not. She's not part of the group. And I liked that, I think, because it sort of showed there was still something universal happening with all of them, even though they weren't all part of the same tight-knit group of friends. And then there are some other ones that they've gone to college with, but they've moved on. You know, they're not quite as close as they were. So
the three characters are
Isabella and Lauren and Mary are the three main ones, the ones that pop up the most.
They're quite different, the three of them, mm-hmm. even though they kind of almost start in exactly the same spot.
Right, and that's another thing that I don't think I realized I was doing it at the time, but maybe when I was almost done with the book, I realized that that's what it is. Because I think your 20s are a funny time because you graduate from high school and college with your friends, and so you're sort of all in the same track. And then all of a sudden, some people just find their footing more. Some people flounder. You know, some people right away find a job that they love and that they're great at, and they move up. And some people don't. Some people waitress, and some people have a job and they hate it. And there's just all sorts of different speeds that you can go at in your life. For me, that was an interesting part of their friendship, and that they stay so close, even though the three of them have pretty different paths, I think.
Because Isabel, Lauren, and Abby, they end up in very different places. Mm-hmm. I think I liked Isabella the best. So
did maybe you?
Yeah.
A lot of people like Lauren. She's funny. She was a funny one to write. But Isabella is very thoughtful, I think. She worries a lot. But
an awful lot.
Yeah.
Why is she always worrying?
That's just her. And it was, I say, because she was the first character that came to me. Lauren and Mary came right after, but I always sort of felt like this was Isabella's book. And obviously I like her very much, but she, I think anything could be happening in her life and she'd still be anxious about it. That's just her personality. So that was part of it. Things could be going great, things could be going not so great, and she still would be worried that something's going to go wrong or that she's making the wrong choice. She doubts herself a lot, but I think she's kind of endearing. So.
And Lauren?
Lauren is the opposite of that. I mean, she's not stupid, and she's not flighty, but she doesn't worry at all. I mean, she's able to enjoy her life, even if it's not quite going the way she thought it would. And she has moments where she does think about it. It's not that she's not thoughtful. She just is able to sort of get out of her head a little bit. So.
And Mary?
Mary is kind of in between. She has a lot of guilt about things, and I think has high expectations for herself. So in that way, she's hard on herself. But she was the most even-keeled one. If Isabella worried too much and Lauren maybe worried not quite enough, Mary was sort of middle of the road, but she was hard on herself. So sometimes writing her was, I felt kind of bad for her.
What holds their friendship together, those three women?
That is a very good question. I'm not sure they know. I'm not sure I know. I think there's some people that you just stay really close to that are so important in your lives. I mean, they watch out for each other, definitely. And they, you know, they have their moments of snipping at each other or going through different things. But I think those three are very, very close and will always be. I think that they're just honest with each other and they understand each other. And I think more than anyone else in the book, they understand each other and understand what each other is going through, even though they're different things, which I liked too. I liked that Mary was married with two children and still was so close to her. You know, they were still so close that didn't change her at all or didn't change her friendships. But I don't know. I mean, it's like asking what makes a marriage work. I don't know. I mean, they are really great friends. I don't know that you can say why or how it happens, but some people just click.
How much do you hate these four words? Sex in the City.
Well, I loved that show. So I think I mean, I think the comparison is that they're in New York and that it's a group of women. I think other than that, I don't know how much it has in common, really, but there is sort of that idea of being a young woman in New York and the experience that happens there. And so, I mean, that way I can see the similarities. At this point, there's nothing really I can do about the comparisons people make or what they're going to call it or, you know, talk about it. So I just hope when people read it, they take away from it what I wanted them to. And so other than that, I'm trying to just be very calm about the whole thing. So, I mean, you know, it's I see why that comparison comes. I don't, you know, I also am much closer to it, so it's harder for me to understand when people make those connections, but people will say what they will.
The book is Girls in White Dresses. I've been speaking with the author, Jennifer Close, and Girls in White Dresses, published by Doubleday Canada.